That's going to happen one day. Goodbye, world, goodbye. Amen. Praise God. I don't know which one was singing. Were they singing faster or Ricky was playing faster? They was going at it one day. I'm going to tell you, we're going to leave here a lot quicker than that. A lot quicker. I want to read some verses of Scripture this morning. Turn with me, Bibles. John chapter number 14. John chapter number 14. I'll read the first six verses. Verse number 1 says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house are many mansions. Not so I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Where I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we not know whither thou goest. How can we know the way?" Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me." I'm looking at this a little different than most times we use this passage of Scripture. The Lord laid on my heart. But he said something in verse number 14. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled." And Jesus said, "Let it not be troubled." You can rest assured he got the power and the grace for us to not let it be troubled. It's some responsibility. You know, a lot of times we'll sit back and we'll think about, well, this is going on, that's going on, what are we letting going on? Thought the thing about that. I got to think about what he said over in the book of Psalms. Like chapter 41, 42, along there, three different verses. He said, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" He talked to himself. "Why art thou cast down?" He said, "Hope in God." And three different verses are almost just identical alike. Because God's the help of our countenance, the hope of our countenance. He's the help of our own countenance. And his countenance is our help. On and on and on. Them three verses. How it blesses our hearts. But he said here, "Let not your heart be troubled." He said, "You believe in God? Believe also in me." We can have it. It's ours. Let's pray. Father, I want to bow here in your presence this morning to say thank you, Lord, for another dawning of a new week you brought us to. You kept us by your mercy and grace again. We got so much to be grateful and thankful for. We've been able to come together with this thy people today to worship you. Hear these songs as they lift up praise and glory unto thee. Truly, Lord, we do know that we'll leave this place one day. We're going to say goodbye to this world, either through the rapture or through the walk in the valley of the shadow of death. But every which one we go, you said we didn't have to have no fear. None. It's all blessed God, your presence and power. We look into thee, our Father, now for this today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to read one other verse in this chapter 2. It's verse number 27. Verse number 27 of chapter 14 says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Hallelujah. Well, God didn't give us the spirit of fear, the Bible said, but he didn't give us that spirit of fear, but love and power and of a sound mind. And he tells us here not to let our hearts be troubled, not let it be afraid. Now, why should we be afraid? That's why Jesus is saying, if you believe in the Father, he said, just believe in me also. Look what he said in verse number 1 of chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe ye also in me. Now, what is it to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? To trust him and obey him. That's why he said in Isaiah chapter number 23 and chapter 26, verse number 3, you know what he says? He said, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And if you want peace, you want peace of God and not have a troubled heart, I will tell you where it comes from. It comes from our minds being stayed on them. You can't think it. Listen, you let that mind wander off on everything else, I'll tell you what will happen. You'll disturb that peace. But I want to tell you something. If your minds are stayed on thee. And Jesus said, if you would, he said in that 14th chapter, if you believe in God, believe also in me. In him. I'm believing in him. You know why? Thank God I trusted in him. That's what he said in Isaiah 26. He said he'd give us perfect peace whose mind was stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. It takes trusting in God to get that peace that passeth all understanding and joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. You can't blame it on nobody else. Certainly you can't blame it on God. If you don't have the peace of God flowing through your heart, if you don't have rest, and if you don't have, listen, if you got a trouble, if you're letting the things of this world trouble you, listen, if you only listen to the news and only listen to the things that are going on in the world, listen, no wonder we got no peace. I'm watching something else. I'm looking at something else beyond this world and beyond this life. He said, if you believe in me, believe also in Jesus. He said, believe in Jesus. Jesus said, if you believe in the Father, believe also in me. What is it to believe on him? I'll tell you, thank God when I think about it. I think about what is it really believe in him? Believe on him and trust him. What is it? Thank God. Listen, I believe when he died. Listen, when he hung on that cross, I've been crucified with him. And listen, when they put him in that grave, listen, I died in him. Thank God when he died. That's scripture. I died in him. That's not all. Glory to God. Listen, when he got up, I was resurrected in him. Glory to God, to a new life. That's what I'm talking about this morning. And it's a life that's new and fresh from heaven. It's a different life. I got up with him. Glory to God. That's what baptism represents. Death, the peril, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. By the way, I think we've got the pool ready. No water in right now, but I think it's ready. We've got to check on it and see. I think it's ready. We're going to have a baptism for long by the grace of God. And I pray for somebody else. You never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Never been born again. Listen, you accepted. You get baptized, a testimony of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We see him. I believe what he said in verse number 1. Believe in God, believe also in me. In me, Jesus said, I'm believing in him. Not only am I believing in his resurrection, the death, burial, and resurrection, but I'm believing he's coming again. That's what he said in verse number 2. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it wasn't so, I'd told you. Oh, listen. He said, if it wasn't so, I'd tell you, but he didn't tell us that it wasn't so. It is so. Thank God. He said, if it wasn't so, I'd told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you. I want to tell you something. You talking about peace? You talking about getting rid of a troubled heart? If you realize what God has got prepared for you, he's got a heavenly mansion prepared for you, a place beyond this life prepared for you. Why should we worry? Why should our hearts be troubled? Listen, they shouldn't be. Why? We ought to be like it was in the Bible days. You know what they said? You know what some of them... Well, what Jesus said, he said, don't fear them that can kill just the body. That's all they can do. Somebody can kill your body, could destroy your body, but they cannot destroy your soul. Why should we fear? We should not be troubled. We should not be fearful of the future, of the present, of the past. We shouldn't be fearful of our past. We shouldn't be, it's all gone. Hallelujah. We shouldn't be troubled about it. You know, the devil, if he can't get you in trouble about anything, he'll trouble you about your past. If you let him. I'm going to tell you something. Some other verses, Lord, let's just get to them. We need to get to the place where we have some a little bit of control and authority in our own lives. Amen. Hallelujah. He said that. Oh, bless his name. Let not. Let not. I was reading over the book of Colossians. You know what he said over in the book of Colossians 3, I believe it's about verse 15. He said, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. But y'all got to back it up. I said, well, I better back up and read some of that before that. Guess what? He told them to put off some things. That's Colossians 3. Put off anger and malice and envy and strife and put off all these things. God says he's going to put it off for you. He told us to do it. That's what he said. Put it off. You got to put off some things. And guess what else he said? You read it and get home. I won't take time to go and look at it. Guess what else he said? Put on some things. What's he going to put on? Mercy and bowels of mercy and kindness and love and charity. And love and charity, same thing. Put on these things. Put off these things. Put off the old man. Put on the new man. That's what Jesus is saying to us. It's our responsibility as a Christian. We got to put it off and put on the new man, which is created in Christ Jesus. We put him on. Hallelujah. God gave me a new speech. He gave me a new language when he saved me. Start talking different. Oh no, I didn't need it. He didn't correct all my English. He hadn't done that yet. I need it. But I'm talking about the bad kind. He changed my vocabulary. I had to put off some things. And I had to put on some things. And then I had to let some things through. God commands us. We can't let darkness rule us. We can't let Satan rule us. We can't let the flesh rule us. We can't let the things of this world rule us. We must let Christ. Oh, put on Christ in him. I like that verse. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Can't do nothing without him. Oh, glory to God. But I can do all things through him. Yes, that's my Savior. That's my Lord. That's my Christ. He exhorting me. Let not your heart be troubled. You said, I don't know how in the world, preacher, you expect we live in this world without being troubled. Well, he said, let's not let it happen. And you know what? When he said that, that's all I need to know. That it can happen. He would have told me to do it. If you don't give me grace to do it. He didn't make no exceptions. None. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let not your heart be troubled. But look what it said in Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of God rule. Can I ask you a question this morning? What's ruling in your life? What's ruling and reigning in your life? Are you constantly troubled? Now, I'm not fussing if you are. I believe God wants to help us all. He wants to help us all. Because he knows in this life, I'll give you a verse, the reason I'm saying this. In the book book of Job, the Bible said a man born to woman. Few days and full of what? Trouble. I'm not up here telling you you're not going to face no trouble. But I'm telling you through it all, he said, don't let your heart be troubled. There's many afflictions, the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. I love that. No telling how many times I quote that scripture to myself. You don't ever talk to yourself, do you? Learn to do it. Take the Bible, hide it in your heart, and when you need it, it'll come up. Sometimes I try to think of a verse and I can't think of nothing. I had a while the Holy Ghost just bring it up like eternal light. And he can't do it if it's not in there. I wish I had a bunch more in there. But he said over in Isaiah 26:3, and I will keep him in perfect peace. Who's the keeper? Thy. That's Christ. That's what he said. I will keep him in perfect peace. What's he keeping us? In perfect peace. What else did he say? Whose mind is stayed on thee. Who is it going to keep in perfect peace? Those that the mind stay on him. I don't know what all that word stay means. But I tell you what, you'd be amazed to realize how important it is for us to have the mind of Christ, and have our minds set on him. How much do you think about him more than anything else? Something to think about, ain't it? I'll never forget, we used to be going down the road, sped on the road a lot, still do. We're going down the road, sometimes it got quiet, and me and Carol riding down the road, she said, what you thinking? Oh, it didn't take me long to learn. I better be thinking about something good. What are you thinking? You ain't saying nothing. But you know what we ought to be thinking? Our minds must be stayed on him. Oh, I don't mean you can't take care of your business, and take care of your work, take care of your families and home, and everything you have to do. But our minds got to stay on him. Purify your mind. Mind of Christ. What does yours stay on? What if somebody asks you, what are you thinking? You don't know. We can't read people's mind. God knows what we're thinking. God didn't give us that ability. Sometimes God will reveal things to us. Maybe not by what people's thinking right then, but what people need to help them. But what are you thinking? I've said a lot of times, I think we live in a time of chaos, wickedness, sin, on the rampage in this country, not only here, all around the world. And I think one thing that promotes it, people just feel with it. Want to do some big great things, and I don't call it great, but it's what they think it is. He'll commit some crazy suicide and kill a bunch of people. And somebody's crazy, full of the devil to see it, and they'll, I think I want to do that. And it's publicized, and they run it and publicize it till it's magnified, and it's just taking people's minds over. The Bible says a man thinking in his heart, so is he. Why do we think on? You remember them verses of Scripture? I can't tell you exactly where they are. Maybe Philippians, maybe Colossians, somewhere's in there. You know what it says? When you think on these things that are
good report. Virtue. Think on them. Meditate on them. Don't think on evil things. Don't think on bad things. We can't even look on things that are bad. It affects you. He said, think on good things. The mind, keep your mind on Christ. Hallelujah. Whew. Well, that's where they were to be in it. You know where premeditated murder starts? In that mind and heart. You know where premeditated adultery starts? In the mind and heart. You don't believe it? Trace the life of the psalmist David. He saw Bathsheba. He saw her. She's pretty to look on. She was bathing. He sent for her. You see what gets in the mind? It gets through these eyes and through the mind. It's very dangerous. A lot of things start from there. But Jesus said, He'd give us a pure mind. Mind and heart for God. Set your affections on things above. Oh, that comes from the inside. Not on things of this world. The mind of Christ. So we can't let our hearts be troubled. We got to put off some things and put on some things. I mentioned them a while ago. And we got to let the peace of God rule our hearts. By the grace of God. We must do it for the glory of God. Then that verse over in the 17th verse, I believe, one in the chapter 14, 27, excuse me, or 26, what did it say? Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You don't have anything to be afraid of. We don't have anything to let our hearts be troubled. Because you believe in God, believe also in me, is what Jesus said. And I tell you what, I go prepare a place for you. If I go prepare a place for you, I'll come again, receive you to myself. Where I am, there you may be also. Why should we worry? Worry is one of the awfulest things. I'll never forget someone told me one time, said, this simple as this. If don't worry about something, if you can do something about it, do it. If you can't, no need to worry. That's not going to get it done. If you can change it, change it. If it needs to be changed. But if you can't, why worry? You'll see some people that act like they're happy-go-lucky, you call it. Not a worry in the world, they say. I'm going to tell you, if it's anybody ought to be that way, they'll be us believers. Because God's gone to prepare a place for him. And you know what? You can lose the dearest one to your heart. And they go on to heaven. Hey, don't worry. There ain't got to be trouble. Because Jesus said, he's going to prepare a place. We got a wonderful place prepared for us. And that ain't all. He said, I'm coming again. I will receive you to myself. And where you are, where I am, there you can be too. And that's heaven enough for me. Hallelujah. You know, we talk about the streets of gold. That's going to be wonderful. Gates of pearls. Walls of jasper. We're talking about all these things, how wonderful they are. But you know what's going to make heaven heaven? Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. And you don't have to be troubled. He's your Savior. If you are troubled this morning, come on to Him. Oh, come to Him. If you've never been saved, born again, got the awfulest day waiting you. Awfulest eternity is terrible. Terrible, terrible. Oh, my Lord. One of these days, Lord, it won't be long. God's laying on my heart. Preach on that awful place called hell. You don't want to go there. Old brother Joe Parson said he was talking to some man who done up in his 80s, and he come to the altar one night. He said, I don't want to go to hell. And he told him, no, you can't afford to do that. You can't afford to die and go to hell. You don't want to do that. So I'm saying to you this morning, you don't have to have a troubled heart. Your heart may be skipping a beat. It may be beating too fast. The physical one I'm talking about. I've had some of all of that. But you're still inside. There's a rest and a peace for the glory of God. You know what? I want to thank God for a peace that passeth all understanding. A joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to thank God for it. When I couldn't get my hand to my mouth, I couldn't turn over in the bed. I couldn't get out of the bed. I couldn't stand up. God still had a peace in my heart. I can't explain it. I can't explain it. I wish I could, but I can't. But it's real. Oh, it's real. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you something. Don't let your heart be troubled. You say, well, I can't have nothing to do with it. Why'd he tell us that? If we can't let peace rule, why'd he say let it rule? Don't you put the blame off on God, because he's got grace and it's sufficient to give you that power. He sure has. Peace. The question I'm asking this morning, do you have that peace that passes all understanding? If you don't, you can have it. If you got a troubled heart, he can calm that troubled heart. Amen. Well, where's that verse at? It's coming to me. I don't know exactly where it is. Hold on. Amen. Here's that verse I was quoting a while ago. Let the peace of God, it's Colossians 3:15, rule in your hearts, to the which also you're called in one body. And be ye thankful. Be ye thankful. Let the peace of God rule. Here's another what we need to let happen. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Folks, we need to let this sink in. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father. By him. Hallelujah. Yes, it is wonderful. It is wonderful. There's another verse somewhere, but I ain't found it yet. But you know what? God knows where it is. It'll come back directly. Maybe another night. Maybe another day. But all I'm saying is God, in his sovereign mercy, in his sovereign grace, has given us the word, and we'd let that word dwell richly in our hearts. Amen. I would encourage you. You know, the best medicine for discouragement. Best medicine for depression. Best medicine, listen, for troubled hearts, found when I turn that word of God. Hallelujah. Meditate on it. Hide it in your heart. Study the word. Show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Hide the word in your heart. Would you stand with me? I tell you what God wants to do.